We were looking for someone with intelligence, leadership skills, and the right philosophy on how to build a team. It is my great pleasure to introduce the new general manager of the New York Giants, Dave Gettleman.
Football is the ultimate team game. Building quality depth is critical. Is critical. Everybody plays today. I'm going to do everything in my power to lead this organization back to where it belongs. That's my goal. That's my intention. So you've got to build quality depth.
It is my pleasure and honor to introduce the new head coach of the New York Giants, Pat Shurmur.
It's an honor and a privilege to be the head coach of the New York Giants. You hired a guy that doesn't know what he would do if he wasn't doing this. And I really do feel like my role is to make everybody as good as they can be.
When I walked in past the four Super Bowl trophies, there's a responsibility that goes with that. And so we're going to do what we can to get back to that.
Enjoyed being in New York. I'm just looking around like every other country boy at these big lights. There's no magic like New York. It's still there. When New York loved you, I mean, you were really loved wherever you went. You walk in a restaurant, people would stand up. It was an incredible time.
And Triplett's blast 20 yards down to the 2-yard line. All those pretty white sheets.
The one thought that you have about coming to New York are the big buildings. I'm from South Carolina. You know, there was this fear factor about coming to New York because all you think about is just Manhattan and the sheer vastness of the area. But once I got to New York, I realized we had something really special.
You know, you get used to being in the Northeast. Things are a little different. It is a more fast-paced life. And, you know, grew up in Louisiana, went to school in Mississippi. I still have a lot of Southern tendencies, I would say. It's been fun. It's gone by quickly, but you know, I definitely feel this is home.
17-14, fellas. One touchdown, we are world champions. Believe it, and it will happen.
Back to throw, under pressure. Boyd Farage, and he's gonna fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield. Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. Takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left, first, right open, touchdown Giants! In the left corner of the end zone! And that is it, the New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots, and the Giants with the most improbable win in recent memory have won Super Bowl 42.
One hand in the air for the big city, street lights, big dreams, all looking pretty. No place in the world that could compare, put your lighters in the air.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Bill Will, the heart of the champions, and Eli Manning and the Giants have finished off the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time in 4 years.
Still use that greasy kid stuff on your hair?
What else?
Vitalis. That's what else.
Welcome to Joe Robbie Stadium.
Read all about it, baby. Big Blue.
We are outside on the turf field.
Keep doubting us. Can't say anything anymore, baby.
Dick Stockton and David Deal at Bank of America Stadium.
I'm going to go to Disneyland. All these people thinking, what the f*** is he doing?
Well, let's think about how they win the game. First off, we know New England's offense is outstanding.
Alongside Jesse Palmer and David Pollack, I'm Reese Davis.
And that's where we find the man, the myth, the legend, former QB for the New York Giants and Florida State ESPN analyst Danny Cannell.
Big news, our good friend Michael Strahan is joining us full time here at the...
Hi, I'm Eli Manning. I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest Rihanna.
Oh, New York Giants Super Bowl champion running back Brandon Jacobs.
What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
I was like one of the first guys to endorse it when I played for the Giants.
Starter jackets is long overdue.
What about the hats? You guys are doing the hats as well?
Yes.
It's a dream come true, man, to be honest, to have my own shoe, to have my own, you know, not just have a shoe that someone took an existing shoe and put my name on it, but to build a shoe from nothing the way it looks. It just came out great.
And new champions of Dancing with the Stars are Rashad and Emma.
Yeah, I know we just signed a deal, but I need my advance on the next one too. They know I'm gonna be around. Yeah, I need it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings.
High over the middle, intercepted. Once again, Andrew Adams, the rookie free agent, better be coming with no strings.
We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings.
For Lewis, who makes the catch.
I got a really big team, man.
For the touchdown. Roger Lewis, a rookie free agent out of Bowling Green. First career catch.
Oh, we took
a touchdown.
Are we talking
back to Drew, settles in the box. He feels pressure, shakes.
He will get sacked by Romeo Okwara. Then the rookie free agent out of Notre Dame gets his first career sack.
Hand off left to Abdul. Giants bring it out. What a nice play by Munson, the rookie. Dalvin Munson, an undrafted free agent out of San Diego State.
Good feel.
Man, what a time.
Growing up, you always knew about the Giants organization, and you just thought about this great tradition, great history, but really not until I became a Giant where you truly learn all those things are true, just everything that Wellington Mara has done for the game of football. You get to learn about the Mara family, the Tisch family now. They're truly 100% committed to their organization and to having success.
I think it provides this look of character, of integrity that you have to carry within yourself on a day-to-day basis.
It means that you embody a sense of pride putting on a Giants uniform.
Once a Giant, always a Giant, that really is the motto of the organization. And I really couldn't see myself playing for any other team. I just wanted my legacy to be as a Giant.
We are Giants and always will be part of our makeup. We will always be viewed as New York football Giants.
Once a Giant, always a Giant. Hit it right on the nose. I couldn't imagine not being a Giant. I was really blessed.
When I see the helmet, I think of me. You know, it's like I'm looking at myself. You know, I'll always feel like a Giant.
Families may change, eras may change, but the history and the passion for New York football Giants never changes. It'll always be here.
Once a Giant, always a Giant. I always have a home.